My name's Trent.
And my name is Mark.
And this is Geek Off the Street. This week on another exciting episode.
We are talking about the brand new, recently released extended weekend. We see what you're doing, yeah, Sony.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're talking about Madam Web.
Yes, Madam Web, the newest entry in the Sony Spider, live action Spider.
Whatever they're doing, whatever they want to call it.
Which I don't think they do. They do. Based on this movie. Yeah. But yeah, we get into all kinds of things. We try to talk about some of the positives. Like, we try to really look at the positives.
We actually do. There's a lot of negative out there. We try to bring up some positives, though, guys.
Yeah. Something I'm not normally known to do. But yeah, we try to look at some positives, try not to dig into it too hard, because I know a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we decided this isn't the worst movie we've ever seen.
Right. A lot of people are saying it. Yeah. I'm going to 100% disagree. It's not the worst superhero movie. It's not the worst Sony movie.
Yeah.
Morbius, I'm looking at you.
But we do get a lot of issues, though, like the lack of experience, obviously, from the team that made the movie.
Yeah, some of the crazy camera work they got going on. Yeah,
a lot of weird plot holes, a lot of weird things.
Yeah, characters that they don't really get into as much as they should.
Yeah,
but we talk about some of the cool aspects of it, like with Madam Web dealing with these girls and
some of them running for their lives. Yeah, some good moments of pacing
some
here
good
and
moments.
There. Yeah,
there are some
so
there.
Yeah, we try to really have a balanced talk about it.
Yeah,
and as not good as this movie was, we were pretty tame about it. Yeah,
we were.
Yeah, so we pat myself on the back.
Good on us.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, if you want to check that out, just stick around until after the music. Yeah, because you can find out all that and so much more on the greatest podcast of all time called
Geek Off the Street.
Nice. All right.
This is Geek Off the Street, your go-to channel for all things from obscure geekdom to modern-day pop culture and everything else in between.
What's up, everybody?
Here we go. Here we go.
That's all the web shooting you're going to get.
Yeah, for real.
You don't get any of it
in the movie we're talking about. We're doing you a favor.
Yeah. Just to help you out, give you a little act. Wait, my name's Trent.
And my name is Mark.
And this is Geek Off the Street.
Greatest
podcast of all time. Talk about geek culture, pop culture, whatever else we want. Deal with it. This week is no exception, because as we were saying, we're doing the web shooter thing.
Yeah, right. And if you haven't done the math already, I'm sure you have.
Yes, because we're talking about the newly released.
Yes, Madam Web just came out on the 14th.
Yeah, yeah.
Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Very tricky. They're trying to give themselves an extended long weekend.
Yeah.
We see what you're doing.
Doesn't seem to be working as far as we can tell, but that's what we're talking about, Madam Web. Yeah. The recent entry into the Sony Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
They
keep going.
They're just running with it. Yeah, they're doing it. They're doing something.
They're doing stuff.
But
they're doing stuff.
I mean, they're struggling a bit. But that's what we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
I either have a lot or nothing to say, really.
We're
really talking about that, but that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna surprise you a little bit. I'm going to say some positive things.
Okay.
I'm going to, I think maybe, and this is gonna be a controversial statement, maybe it's not as bad as some people think.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Do you really feel that way, or are you just playing devil's advocate?
No, normally I do. And and today is no exception. No, it's not great, but I think there are a couple of decent moments in it, or some moments that I thought were pretty good.
Okay.
Overall, it's, well, I'll put it this way too. I personally still think the Morbius movie is worse than this one. Morbius was really bad, but I know there are people that feel like this actually
is worse than that.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna necessarily argue with that, but I feel like there were some pretty good moments in here, like somewhere, like a little section in the middle. So I'm gonna defend.
Okay. No, I'm fair enough. I got some things to say about it too. So
yeah.
But before we do that, what are we drinking this week? This is from my friend at work, Gio. A suggestion that he threw at me. It's called the Blue
Trent
Corona.
Caught it.
Yeah, I caught it. It's called the Blue Corona, and it's literally just a Corona beer, which I haven't had in a long time, and actually kind of refreshing.
Yeah, yeah.
But also a little bit of tequila, lime juice, and some blue curacao. That's why I have that really nice blue color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of refreshing.
Blue Corona. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the tequila and the lime.
Really,
that's a great mix
as well. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the beer is just like a medium.
I don't know if it's because it mixes well because of the Mexican lager, but I mean, either way, I've been told that you can only use Mexican lagers for like micheladas and kind of drinks. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, because I can't imagine there's too much of a difference in the brewing process.
Yeah,
there's I don't know. There's a little bit of truth to that.
Yeah, but I actually do like this.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It's a really good summer drink
in
the middle of the winter. But, you know, to be fair, it's been warm these last few days. It's kind of hot today at work, so.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. No, it is good.
Thanks, Gio.
Yeah.
It's good. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a few of those actually in the night, I think.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's easy to make, too, so.
Yeah, most definitely. So you'll see the short on how to do it. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into quick shout-outs. Got a couple shout-outs to make.
Do a shout-out.
One super shout out to Zoe. She's awesome.
Yay.
She's still liking and responding to everything.
Daughter
she's in Ireland right now.
Oh,
on vacation.
Up. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Going to, she's like, get in touch with her roots, she said.
Nice. That's awesome.
But man, I've always wanted to go to Ireland, in my top spots.
Yes, you said that.
But here's also a very cool thing about Zoe. I added her from my ramen channel.
Yeah.
Apparently she makes ramen. She makes handmade like noodles, and she has an electronic machine that flattens and cuts some noodles. And she sent me a bunch of pictures of her ramen. And I was like, wait a minute, you make ramen too? I was like, this is awesome. So
So
she makes handmade noodles as well.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So which is
you're like the only two people I know
that make handmade noodles specifically for ramen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Same. Yeah.
That's nuts.
So shout out to Zoe. She's super awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Another shout out to Will, obviously, Wilbur McKesson.
Yes.
We're doing this book giveaway. You guys need to step it up, man. These questions are not that hard, in my opinion.
Right.
There's
some of you that are getting questions wrong. You should not be getting these.
Yeah,
wrong.
Some of these are pretty softballs because they're supposed to get harder. And if you guys can get the easy ones right, they're in trouble. On top of that, you guys aren't even following both of us. Like some of you guys have been getting the answers right, but you're not following us and author Wilbur.
There's the trick.
So we're struggling. You guys are struggling with that. So I'll make sure to I'm gonna start tagging you guys specifically who are not following us both because your points are not answered.
Right. You would be winning right now, but
yeah. Greg, if you're listening, both of your sons are not following Wilbur, and both of them are answering questions every week, and they're getting them right, too. Some of them are getting some of them right. So.
Still love you guys.
Yeah.
My boys.
Also, a shout out to, Popcorn Movie Kernels. Damn it. What is the name of this podcast?
That's actually pretty funny.
They're called the Podcorn Kernels.
Okay.
Podcorn Kernels, and they review movies.
Nice.
And they are, I think they're out of the UK. That's what they sound like. But they reached out to us and just added us and said, hey, you want to do a follow for a follow? I was like, yeah, sure. Whatever, we'll follow you. And then I went above and beyond. I was like, I'll listen to your podcast today, and I'll leave a review for you guys.
Right on.
And and they're like, oh, you're the nicest person we talked to all day today. that sucks. If I'm the nicest person you talked to, yeah. She was talking about some real pieces of shit, so no dirtbags. Yeah. But I actually listened to their podcast, man, and they're both really funny.
Nice.
There's a couple of cheeky
lads,
in the UK. They have that real funny British humor. They're funny.
That's cool.
And then they also break down movies the same way you and I do. Like they really get into the meat of them. And these guys,
cool.
I would love to go to the pub with these guys, get a pint,
and
get talk a pint, about movies. Because these guys are they get down and into it, man.
Wow.
And they talk about them like that. I haven't met, not to say that I am special or you're special, but like. We talk about movies a specific way. We really get into them and break them down. And these guys also really get into it. And I don't really know a lot of people that watch movies or talk about movies the way that we do, you know? These guys, Podcorn Kernels, these guys are awesome. So,
wow.
Very good podcast.
Great endorsement.
Been around
dude.
For about a year. Yeah. Check them out. They're great. That's a shout out there. And I think that's it for sure. I thought I had one more, but maybe that's it. If I come up with it later, we'll talk about it later.
Talk about it later.
Yeah. Let's get into this movie, Madame Web.
Madame Web.
As we were saying, it's in the Sony
Right.
Spider-Verse.
So, yeah, it is separate from Marvel and Disney.
Yeah. Right. Which has been a kind of a problem. Apparently, people are not realizing these are two different, like, layman's aren't realizing, you know, even the actresses.
I was just about to say, I heard the actors didn't know.
They didn't even know that they weren't a part of the Marvel, the MCU. You know?
I heard, what's her name? I was about to call her Daytona.
Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, and Sydney Sweeney, they both had tagged Marvel Studios as like, we're ready, excited for the movie. And they're like, it's not our movie.
Yeah, and I heard Dakota, like, she fired her manager.
Right.
It's like, this isn't, that's hilarious.
Like, if they were, and I'm not sure, like, I don't know what was the disconnect. Like, maybe they, and there's two things. It could be, one, they're let on.
Yeah.
Or two, they are among the people that aren't really connected. Because if you listen to Dakota's interviews,
she has not watched.
Yeah, she hasn't watched any of the movies. Is what she said. She hasn't seen a full movie.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, you know, that's fine. It doesn't
right, exactly.
I don't care about that. I even kind of laughed when she was did that interview. She was talking about you see the one where she's like, can you name the three movies that Tom Holland was in?
Oh, yeah. And they're all these just like, ridiculous names.
Like, here he comes. I thought it was kind of funny. Like,
right, yeah.
Here he comes. He's back again. Yeah. Like, that's pretty funny. And I like that about it. She just really, like, she owns it. She doesn't, she doesn't know anything about it. She doesn't care that she doesn't, you know?
Mm-mm.
And that's that. That's
you 100% have to be. Yeah, you're an actor.
Yeah.
You do, I get that.
You get hired for a role,
right?
And
that's not the stuff that she's necessarily into. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Sydney Sweeney, bless her soul. She went and read all of Julia Carpenter's comic books.
Did she?
She just tried to get the character right. And
I'm surprised that they, I don't want to say letter, but normally they, like, a lot of studios now, they don't want people reading. Even like with The Last of Us, they didn't want
them playing the game.
Yeah, they didn't want them playing the game. They didn't want them learning anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, even like with all the Marvel writers, like, all of those Marvel writers have not read any of the source material.
Yeah.
Which
clearly.
Yeah. But clearly. And then they I don't want to say they admit it. That makes it sound like they're guilty of something. But they kind of are. But they freely say, now we haven't read any of it. We haven't done any, you know, we haven't done this. Or it's like, I mean, I can appreciate you wanting to do something different from the comic book or whatever. Yeah. That's fine. That's good. But you need to understand and know something about the character.
Something
gonna,
about it.
Yeah, if you're going to write about them.
Exactly.
So, that's just it's funny stuff. And it,
funny stuff. That's a good way of saying it. It's odd. It's odd.
It's a little bit. It's so counterintuitive.
Yeah, exactly. With the industry that they're in and with the topic they're trying to talk about, like, Why would you go about that way? Why would you go against the grain and try to do your own thing and reinvent the wheel with something that's established? You know what I mean? Like, especially something like that's beloved as this. You know, if you're going to, like, take, I don't know, Flash Gordon or something and redo your own thing, a modern version of that, I can't imagine too many people would be mad about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
Especially like the deep history of Flash Gordon. Yeah, it's going to be like a handful of people.
Exactly. So I don't think too many people would be mad about that. Mm. But, you know, with something like Marvel, like,
you know, there's a huge following.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you're making these movies, is because there's a huge following for it.
So tread a little more careful, you know, you'd think. But I guess they're
figuring it doesn't matter because, like, let's say if you're talking about the population, let's be generous and say 20% of the population knows about Marvel. They figure, well, we'll just put out something with the Marvel name on it, and it's going to get the other 80%.
Yeah. The rest of the crowd.
And they think that it's going to work. But
that's true, yeah. Because there was a time that these movies – I mean, no, there wasn't a time. But there was a time when it wasn't – like, no one was catering to geeks at all. There was a time where that was the case. And then now – they kind of are, but they still really aren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Big time. They're not.
So, it's weird, but this is the way it is, I guess. So, yeah, I guess back into this movie, huh?
Yes.
So, essentially, at Madame Web, I think, premiered in the 80s in the comic books. I know I read a little bit of the history, but those of you guys don't know, Madame Web is the old lady that's in the... essentially can see the future. She's connected to the spider, you know, the web, spider web verse thing. And and she basically she provides guidance, I think, to...
Yeah, I was going to say, she was kind of like, because I know she, you know, was providing this guidance to Spider-Man for, you know, for a while. It reminded me of like the Charlie Angels, whatever kind of thing. Like there's this all-powerful, I shouldn't say all-powerful being, but there's a boss that's sending you out on missions kind of thing.
Yeah.
They even did that with Wonder Woman. Like, they reinvented Wonder Woman for a while. You remember that, where they, like, they depowered her?
Oh, yeah.
And they turned her into, like, essentially, like, a spy, a secret agent kind of thing. And she had this guy that was,
agent
like...
Diana Prince, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, telling her what to do. You got to go here, you got to go there, and...
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very, yeah, it was an interesting choice. I see what they were doing. It was, like, the 60s, and they were trying to kind of capitalize, I think, on that, you know, that... That I don't say girl power, but that woman power movement that was kind of coming along, that really took off in the 70s.
Yeah.
So I kind of see what they were doing, and she was this, you know, she didn't have any powers, but she was like this, you know, she could fight, she could shoot. It just made her seem like that she was like, I don't want to say the ultimate, you know, person kind of thing, but
yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of see what they're doing. You know, wasn't a great idea necessarily. I don't think anybody liked it, but
yeah, it wasn't executed real well. And they were very, man, like I was watching some of the interviews with the writers, and they're just like, yeah, we isn't really a major character, so we were kind of able to do what we wanted with it. And I was like, oh, well, that's the problem. You're taking a character that maybe has never had her own standalone comic. Maybe if I were to guess.
Oh, Madame Web,
her own standalone run.
I don't think
comics.
So. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, if I can think of it off the top of my head either. Maybe one shots and stuff here and there, but I can't imagine there's an actual run of just Madame Web comics.
Right, right.
One, and then two, to just use that as an opportunity to like do what you want. Like, it's clearly not a good idea. And then also to not do it well. Like, on top of that, also what you did wasn't good either. So it's just a big dumpster fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's interesting that's what they basically said. Like, yeah, there was no history. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is, obviously, but according to, again, these guys don't really do their homework.
Yeah.
That, yeah, they thought they could just kind of make up, you know, whatever they wanted to. And on some level, that would be very tempting, because you would think, oh, there's not going to be any backlash from whatever. But
yeah.
Again, like, you know, I said, if they had done their homework, they would realize that there is a following, that there is a history, and you have just, you know, dumped all over it.
Yeah.
And when I heard that they're going to do a Madame Web movie, I think everybody that knows anything about comics, when they heard about a Madame Web movie, like, it was laughter, and then like, that's not real.
Yeah.
That's not real. You can't. Yeah. There's no point. There's no reason.
Yeah, I think there wasn't. I think there might have been an episode where we talked about it. I think I told you, I was like, "Oh yeah, Madame Web is the movie getting made," and you're like, "Why? Like, what is this? Who asked for that? Like, what? Or you're like, what could that even be?
Yeah,
like, what could that movie even be about?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. With as little as a character she is, you know, what
right,
I mean? Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, and she doesn't. I mean, she in the comic book, she's just an elderly. Person.
Yeah.
She's like floating around on the web, like, you know, Loki at the end of his series. She's just in the ether. And what is she gonna be doing?
Yeah.
Maybe they could have done like a prequel to before she became the, and that's kind of what this might be, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what it's supposed to be. Like, it's supposed to be some sort of this is how she started and how she did whatever she did.
And yeah, she's probably really, by the time Peter comes of age, she'll be a middle-aged woman.
Right. Well, I mean, she'll be in her 50s essentially, because she's like 30 something in 2003.
Oh, is that okay?
And Peter's just now getting born.
Yeah.
So
she'll be like
you know what? However old Peter was when he got bitten, 16.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another, you know, so she'll be 45. In the comic book, she seems like she's closer to 70.
She's pretty old, yeah.
Yeah, like at least. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So they're definitely messing the timeline up there a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say that I did like the idea that they were trying to, that they are going to do something different with the character, as in making her like this young woman as opposed to, you know, going with the figure from the comic book, you know, someone that is, you know, elderly or whatever. So I appreciate that they were trying to put a spin on it that could, you know, reach out to, you know, newer people that don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. This would be the way to reach that audience, too.
Yeah.
Or to get that out, you know. But yeah, so I guess should we just get into some positive?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Not very many, to be honest with you. But I, like you, I don't think, like, a lot of people were saying that this is the worst movie they have ever seen ever.
Right, right.
And I think that's a little harsh.
Yeah.
Because there are some bad movies, and I've mentioned those bad movies already in the past, on the past episodes, that are really, really bad. And this movie isn't good at all. For me, it's not good at all, but the worst movie ever seen, that's a little bit much, I think.
Yeah, I think, you're trying too hard to be really mean or whatever.
Yeah, trying to kind of ride that wave of let's shit on Madam Web, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not defending it ever in any way, but I don't think I walked away like angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like there were a few parts in the middle where I was like, I like the concept of seeing short bursts into the future, and making sense of that, and trying to
that was that could have been a great
idea. Yeah, and there could have been some good stuff in there about like not being able to change the future, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like there could have been like that kind of stuff could have really been gotten into, regardless if she has the power of seeing the future. Doesn't mean you can change it, you know.
Yeah.
That's a great concept. They didn't really do that, but there were some moments in there where I was like, kind of okay with. I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of interesting that they're using that power, that ability. There's that. I guess it's kind of cool that they're really drawing in some deep Spider-Man characters or spider characters. Like Anya. I've been reading Anya for a long time, man. This is an old Marvel Next comic book. So I've been reading her comics for a while, so I knew who she was before this movie came out. I was like, that's a deep cut, man. Not a lot of people know who that is. Or like the other two, like Julia Carpenter.
Yeah.
Like I know of her. I've read some comics where she's crossed over, but I don't know a lot about her. So they brought in these characters that we don't know a lot about that are real deep cuts, and they tried to bring them into the cinema world, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool that we're getting that. But yeah, that might be
that's
where I'm at for positives. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Where I stopped. Yeah, I will say, I was about to say, and maybe it's more of a negative possibly, but yeah, the whole thing about, you know, seeing in the future, yeah, they really could have gone into that. And for a second, I thought maybe they would. I mean, like for a second. But
yeah.
Well, I hoped I realized like, oh, that's something you guys should probably run with, this whole, you know, her, you know, dealing with that. I thought it could have been really interesting. Her coming to it would have been nice to see on film her coming to terms with the fact that she, like, when she realized she could change what she saw, and then she thinks about the guy that she let die, essentially. You know, I mean, it wasn't her fault, but when her chief died, that could have been a really great moment where she really, it hits her. Where it's like, wow, I could have saved him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It I could have done something.
And it seemed like they were gonna do that, and then they glossed over it.
Yeah, yeah. And they kept moving after that.
Right, right.
I did like, there was an interesting moment. Well, I shouldn't say moment, but it was an interesting block. I think when she first met those girls. Like, and those girls, on some level, some of them were a little annoying because they were so, like, you know, tone, you know, bring it down a notch,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they weren't like that all the way through. I'm glad when Madam Web, I can't think of her name. Well, her name was Web.
Cassie,
yeah. When she told them, like, you guys, you know, I loved the scene where when they're in the taxi cab and they were first getting away when they stole the taxi, and she's telling them, like, to shut up. And I mean, that felt realistic. That felt like that was a natural reaction. She, you know, grabbed these kids and she didn't want to deal with them. She didn't want to bother with them. And they were kind of running off at the mouth and she was telling them to shut up. I liked that. I thought that was cool. Like I said, it made sense. So I liked that when she stepped up and, you know, was kind of, you know, so to speak, putting them in their place. that made sense. You know,
yeah.
I did like the, you know, that they were running from this. Did they ever give that guy a name? I know his name was like Eric something, I think, but they never called him anything. Yeah, the bad guy.
Ezekiel?
Ezekiel. That's why, not Eric. Yeah. Ezekiel, yeah.
I think that was a character.
Yeah, he's a real character.
But
yeah,
he wasn't
yeah.
I don't think he was a villain in the book, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures. I think he was like, you know, out of his costume. You know,
like an older dude, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's an mm-hmm. older guy, yeah. right? Yeah. I liked the concept of a bad Spider-Man. Mm. I thought that was kind of cool. That they, you know, this guy had all these spider powers, no web fluid.
Yeah.
You know, which is clearly something you need. And it seemed like he didn't have the spider sense either. It seemed like,
yeah.
Yeah, because he was getting caught like all the time.
Hit by a lot of cars.
You get, yeah, how many times are you going to get hit by a car?
You win these spider sense, but like, by the third car, I'm not going to get hit by him
yeah.
anymore. You know, that's their main weapon.
Yeah. Right, that's what they're using against me. Yeah. Be on the lookout for cars,
it's
man.
It's working, so I need to not let that yeah. happen anymore.
And they were getting them.
Yeah.
So, but I did like the concept of like an evil Spider-Man, because typically whenever we see Spider-Man, he is a good guy on some level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've never seen a bad one. So I thought that was cool. I guess we'll get into the whole concept. That's a negative. The whole concept of how they got their powers. And
yeah.
The spider bite gives you powers. Why would the spider have that?
Yeah,
that's a negative. We'll
like
talk about that later.
Natural spider, right?
Yeah. Why would a spider be like, oh, it's time to eat, so let me bite this thing and give it superpowers?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did like those moments when they were running, when they were running from Ezekiel.
Yeah.
You know, I thought those were, yeah, those they feel like they, I don't know, they resonated a little bit more with me, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah.
I know I said I was going to try to, but yeah, you got, I was playing devil's advocate. That was,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But like I said, I actually like in those moments, it was good. Like the beginning part of it.
Yeah.
You know, when they were showing the mom and she was in the, you know, in the Amazon pregnant, I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell is it? And, but they, you know, they talk about it and they kind of explain it later.
Like a dire situation.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be there if you didn't need to be there.
Right.
I mean, I was pregnant.
And
right?
I don't know if she really would have known that that was a girl, because I don't think they had that technology in 73 where they could look and, you know, say, oh, it's going to be a boy or a girl. They weren't doing that back then.
Mm.
So I really don't know how they diagnosed that she knew that she had myasthenia gravis.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is a real thing. Shout out to people dealing with myasthenia gravis. That hits home for me. So, yeah, it's a bitch of a disease.
Yeah.
For me, the best parts of the movie was when they all got together, you know, from the train, the subway train or whatever, until it got to the part where she goes to the Amazon or whatever in Peru.
Yeah, she had time to do that.
Yeah. She said, I'll be gone a week. And it's like, it's all of a sudden, like she's in the balls deep worst part of the Amazon, the most hidden part. Like, how are you?
To find that exact
location.
You're just
there. And you're like, and your hair's perfect. And yeah, like, how are you just there? You know?
So, yeah.
And was the mom a spider scientist to begin with? Like,
What was she doing?
It would have been nice to know. Like, was she just like a clerk at a store somewhere? And then she was like, oh, you know what?
I heard about spiders.
Yeah. Time to go and find the most hidden spider in the world, kind of thing. So I'm dipping in the negative.
Spiderologist.
So. Yeah, she's a spiderologist. That's the technical term.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, though, those moments were the ones where I was actually pretty engaged with the story.
Mm-hmm.
I was enjoying that aspect of it. I mean, some of it was silly, like, you know, when they're in the diner and they're getting up on the table dancing, and I'm like, all right, like, bring it down a notch.
I don't even,
you know?
I don't know many teens, but
yeah.
That's a little extreme.
That seems a little extreme. Unless there was, like, you know, drinking involved, because, you know, I could see them doing something. You know, that was kind of pushing it. Like, I get it. They're young girls and they're having fun.
If I worked in the diner, I'd be like, fuck off the table.
What are you doing? Get off the table. Pay for the meal. You order like, I don't know why they had so many different, you know, entrees there at the diner. It's like, that's dumb. And like, keep it coming. Like, that is, you don't, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can't walk into a diner and say, keep it coming. Keep what coming?
Yeah.
Anywho. Mm. Man, we're supposed to be on the positives.
Yeah, we're still on positives. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there were moments where like the pacing was good. Like, there were good like moments where the pacing between the action and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were actually a couple moments where I looked up and be like, oh, I'm actually kind of engaged right now. I'm not hating this right now.
Right.
Like, yeah. I think a lot of the subway stuff, and like maybe into like the by the time when they got to the four, I think those moments I was like oh, this actually isn't that bad. I don't know why everyone's saying this is the worst movie ever. Obviously there are a lot of issues with it outside of that, but there were moments where I was like, oh, this, the pacing's okay, and it's like, I'm semi interested in what's happening, but those are very few and far between though.
I think some people didn't like, maybe they didn't like Dakota's acting in it. I thought it was fine. I thought it was good for, you know, what she was, how her character was. And I'll say that is probably best with the girls. Like when she was by herself or when she was, you know, maybe dealing with Ben, it didn't feel, I don't know if it's how it was written or whatever, but it didn't feel genuine. It felt, just like how they were talking and speaking with each other. It didn't feel.
I mean, I think dialogue wasn't great, but I think also there wasn't a lot of chemistry on set.
Hmm.
And I think that there wasn't any rehearsal time, is what it sounded like.
Oh, interesting.
They're saying they didn't have time to rehearse anything, so it was really just we're gonna shoot, table read and shoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think there wasn't a lot of time for them to all bond and stuff. Hmm. So. Yeah, that's important. That's really important to a movie, especially a big budget movie. You know,
you need time to rehearse.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that was noticeable. They're very noticeable. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think I really was like when she showed up to the barbecue.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh.
Yeah, everything felt awkward.
Like,
there.
This feels like an AI generated AI generated barbecue. Right. And this is what the AI thinks would looks natural to humans, but it's
yeah,
not.
That felt like, you know, pretend you're friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 So
I agree. That was not great.
Yeah. No, not at all. But yeah, I mean, I've never had a problem with Dakota Johnson either. I think I really liked her in Peanut Butter Falcon with
Shia.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, I liked her in that. I've always thought she was like solid.
Sure.
As an actor for the few times I've seen her. There wasn't any moments where I hated her in this either. A lot of people said she was kind of bland or whatever.
Yeah. And, yeah. I kind of looked at again, I think when she was with those girls, and again, maybe it was like the high intensity moments where there was something going on. To me, it seemed like it was okay, but I could see how it could be interpreted as bland, I suppose.
It just kind of seemed like it was either one, they didn't have a lot to work with for the material, or two, they didn't want to be there, like they're there for a paycheck. It's one of those two things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And what really doesn't help is when you see these interviews with Dakota, and she's just like,
really, man,
she's so just,
very removed. Like
she's very removed.
Like not promoting it.
Yeah,
so it seems
like I'm here because I'm supposed to be here.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say some stuff, and I'm just gonna wait until I don't have to say stuff anymore.
And even the stuff she's been saying has been kind of funny, but it's not. Yeah. It's not like helping the movie at all.
Yeah.
And so, so kind of, I don't know. I can't imagine any of them are broke in that movie.
Yeah.
Like even seeing Adam Scott, man. Adam Scott, like he's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And
he's great.
And he was fine in this movie. Like he was fine with what he had in this movie. I think it's kind of funny seeing good actors in bad movies, you know.
Yeah. And when they have like the bad dialogue.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's really hard. Yeah. But I think he was fine in this, but again, like there were notable people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, why did they all sign on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder about that.
It's like they don't know. I think, maybe again, it goes back to the managers or they're thinking, you know, the superhero stuff is hot right now. And it's it's kind of not.
It's not, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, you know, maybe they were thinking it was going to be some big Marvel project with crossover potential, and it's like, nah, it's not Marvel
at
all.
And, yeah.
And whatever Sony's doing, they need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they got so much slated, so much that they want to do.
And none of it's working so
far. None of it is good.
None of it's good.
And that being said, this is probably, in my opinion, this might be one of the best ones. I saw the first Venom. I haven't seen the second one. There's a third one coming out.
Yeah.
But this, in all honesty, this might be the better of the Sony projects, in all honesty. Like I said, I've seen Morbius, and I still will stand by Morbius. Morbius might be one of the worst things.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, I mean, would you count Spider-Verse as something they did? That's true.
Yeah, the only difference, I mean, obviously the difference is it's animated. Yeah, so it's a little bit different, and it doesn't really connect. They're trying to connect all the live action
stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit ain't working.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah,
but how do you have a home run, a grand slam home run with Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Like, this is the same studio. Like, you guys have the team that wrote it. You guys have a team that directed it. I mean, animation's different in a lot of ways, but good voice acting, good story, and you care about the character. You care about all these characters in this movie. Like, how'd you do it there, but you can't do it in any of your other movies?
Yeah.
The Spider movies, you know?
Yeah. They clearly have two different camps going on within the studio, and I swear I think it seems like they're trying to, again, they're trying to do what Marvel did, years ago, and they're chasing that buildup or that connection or that link.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the Sony thing would be building up to. They haven't said anything. They haven't established anything. They started to a little bit with in Morbius. They made it kind of seem like, I don't know, some kind of Sinister Six thing was going to be getting together.
But it doesn't really make sense because, like, now it's like, well, that like, it was Vulture that was in that, right?
Yes.
So, like, he's from the MCU universe.
Right.
Not necessarily the same universe as this one.
Yeah.
And they've already established that Venom's in a different universe because he's in the post-credit scene of No Way Home.
Yeah.
But he's from a different universe. He's already he's established that because he's, like, there by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then also Madame Web is also not like,
they're saying that's its own separate thing.
Own universe as well. So what's in this, man? Are they all separate universes?
Yeah, but they could throw them all together because again, with the Vulture, he was in a whole different universe. But I believe the way I remember it is I want to say like a portal opened up in his cell and he walked through it. And that's how he got away. That's how he escaped.
Oh, okay.
They put like zero thought into it.
Got it.
Something stupid. And then he showed up in Morbius saying, hey, why don't you work with me? And Morbius is like, okay. I'm like, it's like...
Sure.
Stupid. He literally like kind of walks up, meets him, like, hey, you're cool. Why don't you work with me? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Where are you from? Exactly. When, yeah. Like, give me your name. Like, well, yeah, where'd you come from?
Mm.
How'd you know I was here?
Yeah. Yeah, no. But yes. Yeah, I don't know. Any more positives, actually?
Not too much. Yeah. Not too much.
Now I'm not going to, like, lay into it because there are so many issues with movies.
Yeah. It's almost like it feels like punching down. It's like,
And there are a lot of people that are going to be talking about this. And so they're going to pick it apart. And there are a lot of things that we can say about it. And I don't need to get into the nitty gritty of things.
Yeah.
But like the first thing I'm going to say is that this was a very inexperienced team. Like this is the director's first feature film. And the last thing that she did was the canceled Game of Thrones prequel.
I heard about that.
And that was canceled because, like, you know, for whatever reason.
That never even launched, right?
Yeah, because I guess it wasn't good. It wasn't up to par or whatever, so they scrapped the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it messed up the canon of everything else, right?
Exactly. So they canceled that.
Yeah.
So that's the last thing that she was supposed to have been doing.
Mm.
So this is her first feature film. And it's very clear that this was a young team putting this movie together. And she's not young, I think.
Not young.
But like young as a filmmaker, as a feature filmmaker. And it's very clear that they were inexperienced. Because if you look at the storytelling, if you look at how it was shot, like the cinematography was horrible.
It was weird. They kept flipping the camera
weird stuff
twisting it all the
It was very and it wasn't good, man. It wasn't good at all.
There was no need to do.
Yeah, those really weird shots like that, or just really static, boring, you know, three camera shots, you know, like wide shot, close up, over the shoulder. And it's like very simple basic film school stuff. Like I learned in one semester I was in film school.
Yeah.
That's what I was learned, you know. Mm. So like it's really basic stuff, and so like there was, it was very not linear. There's nothing added up. The shots were bad. The story was bad. The direction and the actors weren't great. You know, yeah. it was all very apparent that this was not a very experienced team that put it together, and that shows. Like, it really shows. And I haven't made a feature film yet, so I'm probably gonna have a lot of issues with my first movie that I make.
Yeah, right.
But still, though, like it's very clear that this was not going to be a good project.
Yeah.
And my thing is, how did this get so far?
Yeah.
To the point where it got released in major theaters.
That's what I was going to say, right? Yeah, they should have, because it is a major studio, they should have checks and balances or something in place.
Yeah, right?
A support system in place for the director, actor, producers, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Like, how did it pass so many people to be okay? Like, yeah, all right, that's good. It's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of, like, they're saying there are a lot of other, like even Dakota Johnson saying that the script was different when she came on. Like, it was completely different when she came on. Made a lot of changes because they couldn't couldn't get some rights because they wanted to put references to Spider-Man, but I guess MCU was like, no, well, our Spider-Man you can't use. That's in the contract.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about bringing Andrew Garfield back for it somehow to connect. Yeah. And then, so there, it seemed like, and if you actually watch it and pay attention to it, it does seem like maybe there was another movie, or there was something like, they had to put together this Frankenstein movie because they had to change it so much or whatever for some reason.
Yeah.
It seems like there was a different movie maybe in here somehow at some point. But what we got was just what they could kind of like salvage.
Interesting. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know how it made it. I don't know how this end product made it to where we got. I can't imagine this is any better than what that Backroom movie is going to be like, the one they scrapped.
Yeah,
the
DC
decided not release.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure how it got that far.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know either. And it's weird because the movie, like we were saying, it kind of seems like maybe it's a little bit of a prequel for Madame Web, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I was okay with them not showing any of them in costume. I mean, they showed these little clips of, like, these glimpses of the future.
You okay with not seeing Sydney Sweeney in a skin-tight costume?
Well, listen, I would love to see... Well, they did kind of show it a little bit. I would love to see that all throughout.
Yeah.
All four of you, go for it. Go for it. Go get it done. Go do it.
No, I mean, I didn't hate that, but I think I didn't like that it was advertised, that it was, like, they're advertising. This is, like,
that it was going to be,
like, a Spider-Girl movie.
Right, right.
But... Literally, I think it's 45 seconds of screen time of them in costume.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And it's like, we're
and it's at different points, too. It's not like a straight 45 seconds either.
Yeah, it's the beginning and the middle and the end. Or beginning and the end, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why would you advertise that and expect, and at the very least, we're going to see some spider action.
Yeah, and you don't see anything.
And you don't see anything.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And so my issue was the advertising of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think they purposely were like, oh, if we can get people out because we're putting these girls in costume, maybe they're gonna like that. But that's all, what you see in the trailer is all you see in the movie. You know what I mean? That was kind of like, it was a bit of a misdirect. And
right.
They did it on purpose.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, the people are going to watch the movie at some point. So they're going to be like, wait a minute, they're not even in here. They're not doing it. So,
Yeah.
I know one, again, maybe it's a nitpick, I suppose. Like, so they went with a younger take on Madame Web or whatever, which is fine. Like, I think I would have preferred maybe to see Madame Web. Like, it seemed like she didn't have any spider powers, right? Like, the only thing, like, she had, like, all the boxes that get checked off for spider powers, agility, strength, spider sense. I was going to say something else. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sticking to the walls.
Sticky hands.
Yeah, sticky hands. Sticky hands. She got none of that except for the spider sense, like, just dialed up to 11 kind of thing. So it could have been interesting to see a character using her powers but still being a superhero in that way. But she doesn't have anything else necessarily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would have almost been like, you know, like if you take Groundhog Day and you mix it with, you know, whatever. And, but, you know, that's how she could have used her power, which could have been cool. I wish they would have done something more like that as opposed to turning her into – and they really forced it, turning her into – like the comic book version of Madame Web, where she's in a wheelchair.
She's by lost the end?
By the end of it. Like, all of a sudden, like, in one fell swoop, she
Yeah.
Like she lost her vision.
A firework to the face made her paralyzed.
Yeah, to the side of her face. Yeah.
Made her blind and paralyzed?
Blind and paralyzed. Blind and paralyzed. Like what? How? Like what?
Yeah.
I mean, just pace yourselves. I mean, maybe make a second movie where she's in costume and she's being, you know, Madame Web, and maybe she gets her butt kicked a little bit. And then by the time if you were going to do a trilogy, you know, you don't it's not a race. You don't have to do it all in one shot.
Yeah.
They force that so hard at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe using her power so much made her blind. I mean, there could have been some more clever ways to do it than, you know, again, like a Roman candle to the side of your face and does all this stuff. But these weird spider people that were running around. There's a spider that, like I said, spider that bites you and gives you powers.
Yeah,
that seems very counterproductive for the spider.
Mm-hmm.
Because all spider's trying to do is just, you know, bite stuff and drain it.
Right, yeah, exactly. So why, and before it's like a genetically engineered spider.
Now it's just,
some spider
deep
in the jungle.
They're just out there.
Yeah.
They're just out there.
Yeah, so we don't need it.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Yeah.
And it's so deep in the jungle, like a rookie could, you know, get to it. Just walk up to it.
Walk up to it.
Just walk up to it.
Find that exact spot in the huge Amazon. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then be back. In New York or wherever she was.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I don't know. I think I screwed this up somehow, but some lights on.
There you go.
Anyway. Pay no mind, guys.
There you go.
Again, man, there are a lot of things that were bad about the movie, but, like, I mean, I just run through a couple of them. Like, the villain, who was he? Why was he doing what he was doing?
Yeah.
Like, he kept saying, like, oh, there was, like, oh, I gotta, they're gonna ruin everything I've worked for. Like, what have you worked for? What are you working for? What have you done? Who are you? Why do you matter? Like, why are you a villain? there's no arc to him at all.
Yeah.
He's just a dude.
Right. The only thing he said was, like, nobody helped me when I was a kid or, like, I was starving. I don't know, whatever he said before he shot everybody.
Yeah.
And next thing we know, we see him, he's, you know, he's at the Met, he's at the opera, and he's apparently got money and whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a little bit of tell us why he's such a badass. I mean, I get it. He's got spider powers.
Right. Yeah.
But, great. But was he a kingpin kind of thing? Was he robbing people? Was he doing like espionage kind of stuff? And he's, you know, just a little bit of.
We have no idea who this guy is and why he's doing what he's doing.
And again, everybody loves Spider-Man, but I thought it was cool to see like a bad Spider-Man, like an evil Spider-Man. So it would have been cool to see what, like, almost not really what Peter Parker could have been like or would have been like under different circumstances. But show somebody with Spider-Man abilities doing it for all the wrong reasons, like show how dangerous that would be. And then that would make that guy scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly. But
but they did not.
They didn't. Yeah. No. And again, I think it all comes down to like this inexperience of the team, because there are a lot of things like that, right? So like, this was one thing that I noticed, is that they had a voiceover all of his dialogue.
Mm.
So if you actually watch him, talk his like none of his
I think I heard
they
about
don't
that too,
really
yeah.
match up to what he's saying, and even like the pacing of what he's saying, they had to use like they had to do that. I think it's called ADR, where they do the add the sound later.
Yeah.
So maybe whatever his acting or his voice wasn't matching up, so they had to like add a different actor and do different voices later. And it's very clear. So like they messed up something really big in the film while they're making the movie.
That's crazy.
They had to add it later, and it was really, really noticeable.
Yeah.
There was like another thing. This is like something I would have done in seventh grade. Like there's this part where they like, when they're getting in the motel and they're shooting out the window that says ice on it.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, Aranya's talking about, my dad was deported. And I was like, I felt like, but were they trying to be cute? Like, ice. Oh,
yeah,
deported.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're trying to be a little more, you know, trying to add a little extra layer to the, like, in the background. And I was like, I hope that was by accident. I hope they're just trying to get a nice, like, trying to be creative by shooting out the ice machine room.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like clearly ice on the window. And the next scene, she's talking about her dad getting deported. And I was
interesting.
That's like so not clever. That's really, really, you're not being clever with shooting that and like, oh, hey, ice machine. machine, double meanings, ice, but also
ice. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like that, and I watched it. I was like, hold on a second. What is that?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys trying to be cute? Like, trying to be like, trying to be clever with your shots? And I was like, that's something I would have done when I was a kid. Like, yeah. I would have put something in the background to kind of make it look like, oh, double funny meaning thing.
Right. See how deep.
Yeah. It was horrible. Like that. So like stuff like that, like it was just very clear how they didn't put any thought into this movie. Mm-hmm. Or they thought they did and they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's other dumb things, like it was inconsistent. Like, so they hit him with the car a couple of times.
Yeah, twice, yeah.
And he dies by the giant Pepsi sign.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Which probably, I don't know, is as big as force-wise as a car. And why was there a giant Pepsi sign on a firework factory?
Oh, that's right. They were at the firework factory. What, yeah, like, that's what, true. That's
firework factory with the Pepsi-Cola sign on top of it. I'm not sure. I've only been to New York twice. I'm not sure if that's a thing.
That's how they do things.
They just put, yeah, but... Yeah, I don't know about this fireworks factory. Let's go there and light it on fire. Maybe we can get away. I don't know. It was let's do this and let's do that. Let's do this. Let's do that. And we have a movie. It just didn't nothing flowed right. Nothing made sense to me. The movie was just really like all over the place.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, when she kind of splits herself into three different.
Yeah.
You know, entities, and they actually can physically
like hell, yeah,
yeah. Like that would have been. I mean, if you're gonna do something like that, you got to set that up.
Yeah,
you know, you really got to set it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even if it's like, you know, she kind of splits off and it touches something and it bumps it and knocks it over.
Yeah, you know,
it doesn't have to be the full on. She's grabbing and doing something with it,
right? But yeah.
All of a sudden, like this power erupts out of her.
Physical astral projection thing.
Yeah. And they kind of show it like when she's in the water and she has this weird little, you know, she has that, you know, sequence where she's going back in time and seeing things. They have, I think they show something where it shows these images splitting off. You know, but, you know, all it is just images kind of splitting off. You don't know what's going on with it. So just a little bit of a. Establishing, because once you do it at the end, it feels, you know, it's so hokey that it's just like this crazy, you know, out of nowhere. What is it like that ex machina or whatever they call that kind of
God
thing?
It's like, exactly.
It's like all of a sudden this kind of she has the power to do this weird thing that we've never seen her do before and have no reason to think she could do.
And then she does it.
And then she does it.
Yeah.
And then she does it.
Right, yeah.
The ending of it wasn't great. the beginning part was a little, you know, you kind of look at it too, but.
Yeah, a little sideways as well, yeah. I don't know. I don't have much more to say. I think I did want to talk. This is more of a, I don't know, this is kind of just a random thought, right?
Yeah.
That there were attractive people in this movie, right? I think Dakota Johnson is attractive. I think the girls that they got to play the Spider Girls were all attractive as well. And that, like, especially, you know, Sydney Sweeney, she is America's sex symbol now at this point, you know, right now. And to put her in a movie, she's on the rise right now, I think she has a big career ahead of her. And to put her in this movie, you'd think that would draw people and make it worth seeing.
Yeah.
And like putting these people, like, and including your Adam Scott, people that are like pop, like good actors, loading them up in this movie, like, doesn't make it worth seeing, I think.
Which is kind of
like weird to me, I think. But I had this thought, this is the kind of topic, but I had this thought, like, where, like, if my girlfriend, and I'm not saying it's because she's a girl, but she can watch a movie with an attractive male in there, regardless if the movie's good or not, and like it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I don't like the Aquaman movies.
Yeah.
But she'll watch them because Jason Momoa, and then just automatically it's a good movie.
Right.
Like, and I'm kind of lucky that she likes Orlando Bloom, so we get to watch Lord of the Rings all the time because, you know, I love Lord of the Rings. So, so we get those, or Pirates of the Caribbean, those kind of movies, you know? So sometimes it's good. But it's kind of weird to me that, like, even if you put this, like, super attractive female cast, and it's not enough to
it's still not enough
to bring in the male audience,
right?
You know what I mean?
And typically that would be
Yeah.
That would be half the battle. I mean, that that would get you the numbers you want just because there's that, you know, skin factor, so to speak.
Yeah,
and there's not a lot of that in there. Yeah, the eye candy. That's a better way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of interesting for me to think about that. It's like, even us as guys, the dogs that we are.
Yeah.
This movie wasn't, it still wasn't like, it didn't make the movie worth seeing, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's weird too, because it, like, let's say somebody else got their hands on it and they just leaned into that. They put them in their outfits and they put them out there and, you know, they're all beautiful in their outfits and everybody's going to see it. And then you'd have the backlash of you're taking advantage, using them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's always been the case with movies. I don't know, maybe they think that's a bad thing, I suppose, but as long as there have been movies, there have always been attractive movie stars. That's
goes hand in hand.
That goes hand in hand. That's never going to end. You're not going to get rid of that. You can have actors that maybe don't fit your typical definition of, you know, being sexy, attractive, blah, blah, blah. But you're always going to want to see, you know, beautiful people on the screen. That's it. Yeah. Like you said, it goes hand in hand. So,
yeah. But yeah, but I think they had this thought where probably is like, it's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Superhero movies are big.
Yeah.
And they're not. And I think they're not as big as they were.
Yeah. They're definitely waning. Right.
Yeah. And they're like, it's, you know, superhero movie, young cast, attractive people, you know, notable people. And we got that's a pretty good. That's two for three, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We don't worry about the story. We don't have to worry about this. But we have that going. I think that's enough of the formula to get return.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think it's not enough,
right?
Anymore in this day and age, I think it's not. And I think superhero movies for a while were a quick buck. It seemed like it was like this is a sure thing.
Yeah.
Put a superhero movie out, we're gonna make money. And now I think we're past that point. I think we're definitely. And this movie seems to be the one that put the nail in the coffin. Like, this one to me is like, I mean, the Marvels didn't do well either.
Yeah.
Box office wise.
Right.
But this one to me seems like it's very clear now that you can't just have a superhero movie and that's it. And ride that to the box office, the big box office, you know, like, it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
So I think this really, not that it's the fault of this movie, but if there's been enough now where it's just, there's a problem.
Right.
And these aren't doing as well as they were.
Yeah. But I wonder what's going to happen, though. I wonder, is that going to make them stop? Or they're going to be like, wow, that didn't work. Let's try it again. Oh, that didn't work. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Because they have so many things that they've latched onto, you know, Sony, that they want to do. They just might be thinking we gotta just keep going for it.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, they just are probably looking at what it was like in, you know, 10 years ago when all these movies were at their zenith, and they're thinking like that's all they can see. They're not looking at all the stuff that's happened in between.
Yeah.
They're not looking at all the stuff that's happening right now where that is not jiving with the movie going community, and they're just focused on, oh, remember how great that was back there when there were billions and billions of dollars? We want that. So let's just keep putting out movies. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You would think someone somewhere is going to say, hey, this isn't working. This, you know, we need to stop, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, Sony is so bad at it.
Yeah.
Sony is so bad at these movies. Yeah. They are not great. I mean, man, even like it started with Spider-Man 3, in all honesty, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the last good superhero movie that Sony put out was Spider-Man 2.
Really?
And then after that, like, I didn't care for the Venom movies. I wasn't impressed with those.
Yeah.
They came out so much later than those Spider-Man movies, and the special effects looked exactly the same. Like, the Venom and the way the symbiote moved and the way it looked exactly the same as in Spider-Man 3. And it's like, you guys haven't improved it? You haven't done anything better?
Like, man, that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, and it wasn't great. It really wasn't great back then, in all honesty. It's so strange. And I think we talked about this on the show a long time ago. it's almost like they have all these scripts that have already been written, and they are written 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, just keep doing those. Mm-hmm. Put those scripts out, because those are superhero scripts, and that's what people want. It's like,
yeah,
you know, the audience has changed a little bit now. They're not they're not letting you get away with just putting a superhero on the screen and it's going to be big action and that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about, like, with Blue Beetle, Black Adam. Black Adam, it really wasn't, like, terrible, but there wasn't anything special about it either.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the same thing even with Blue Beetle. There were just these, and I think we said, if these movies had came out like 10 years prior,
yeah,
they probably would have been big hits.
Yeah, it went really well.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think Blue Beetle specifically, I think, probably would have really done well at that time. Black Adam 2, though. I think Black Adam also. It had all the ingredients.
Yeah, it did. It checked off a lot of stuff, right?
Literally the base needs for a superhero movie.
Yeah.
It had these movies had those.
Yeah.
But that was cool 10 years ago.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you didn't have to put that much thought into it like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? You could just special effects, big name, and a superhero title.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to make your money back and your gold. But yeah, no one's buying that anymore. And it's, man, like, what are we missing? What am I missing that I don't, that it seems so obvious?
Yeah.
But they keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like, what's, and again, I don't know how guilty Sony is of this. And I think we've talked about on the show a bunch of times, it feels like they make these movies for themselves so they can pat themselves on the back and be like, look what we did. We did a great thing. I feel like Disney caught a lot of flack years and years and years ago about how their projects were, this was racist, it was sexist, and blah, blah, blah. And I think they didn't like it. And now it feels like they're trying to correct all that stuff, clearly, with all these remakes and all the other junk that they're doing.
Yeah.
So that way, like 50 years from now, when people look back, they're going to say, Disney was doing the right thing back then. They were doing the, you know, positive this, positive that. Because, 50 years ago, or, you know, 60, 70 years ago, Disney, the stuff they put out was questionable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they got away with it back then, and
different
times,
I guess.
It's a different time, right? So it is what it is. I mean, you have to learn, and we talked about this before too, you have to learn how to like certain things, and I don't want to say ignore, but don't be bogged down by the negative aspects of it. You know what I mean? Like, people can say whatever they want about, I don't know if they have anything negative to say about Pinocchio, the animated movie that came out back in, 40 something or whatever, or Dumbo or whatever. Sure, we're like with the crows and all that kind of stuff. You have to be able to say, okay, that was messed up and wrong, but it's not going to make me hate Dumbo. I'm not going to be able to watch it ever again, kind of thing.
Yeah. Sort of a, hate the artist.
Not the art. Exactly. That's it. Exactly. That's it. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like they're trying to compensate for that now. I feel like they're, again, when they're talked about 50 years from now, they want to be able to say, look what all, look at all the great stuff we did.
We did some great progressive stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why you would do all the stuff that you're doing, and I think Iger's come out and he said, we got to take a few steps back and, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It could be why there's only one Marvel movie coming out this year, which is the Deadpool Wolverine one.
Right.
That's the only one we're getting released in the whole year. So maybe they are trying to take a step back, like less volume, maybe get back to
the quality.
Yeah. The quality was what people like about it.
Right.
Because it's clear that they're not doing that.
Yeah. But the thing though too is like, I don't want to see another, I don't want to see what they did back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you said this too, like 100 years ago, like I think you were kind of making the comment like, okay, you did this and that's great, but now what?
Show me
what you got now.
And so I was being progressive is what you're saying.
Every once in a while. Not either, once. You did it once. No, you never did it. You never did it at all. You're not even on this show right now. I'm going to keep walking everything back. I'm going to walk everything back. But, yeah, like, I don't want to see, like, if the quality is them, you know, kind of redoing what they did with whatever movie you want to mention in their past.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that anymore. You need to do something. You need to do something new. You need to do something. I mean, I don't know. You need to write something better. You need to get better writers.
Mm-hmm. Or be not be afraid to try something different.
Yeah.
Because they've always been in that box. Mm-hmm. And the box did well for a long time.
Right.
And then, but now that box isn't working.
Yeah.
And if they try to go back to that box, it's gonna come off like Blue Beetle or Black Adam.
Or
like,
Black Adam.
We've seen this already.
Yeah, exactly.
We've seen this already. You guys did this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm really nervous about, like, because they Fantastic Four, they got the cast announced already.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to put some quality into the Secret Wars stuff and all kind of the multiverse stuff. And that's fine. Like, whatever. But it can't be just Endgame now again. You know what I mean?
Endgame again.
Yeah. Right. Or even Endgame. I'm not a big fan of. But the Infinity Saga. Yeah. You know, Infinity Saga again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was great because we've never seen it before.
Yeah.
But if you do that again over here with the Fantastic Four or the X-Men or whatever, it's not going to, like, not going to make it any better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious about that too. Cause I know, again, going back and I think in our Iron Man episode, which was like episode one, right?
It might've been. Yeah. Might've been episode one. Yeah.
I think it might've been episode one.
Yeah.
That I think I was making the comment, like, I feel like in the next 5 years that they're going to do something, you know, different as I recall. Cause I remember listening to it like a long time, like a few months ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting close to that time. You know what I mean? Let's see what happens. Like, are they going to figure out that this stuff isn't working and just make some be different and make some good movies? You know, don't redo what you did. Like you said, be clever, come up with something new, something original, something inventive, creative, and, you know, just give us some quality stuff. Like I said, they had to figure it out. They have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's around that time. So
yeah, because now and like we can always say that, like, it's like for me, the movies kind of dropped off in phase three, right? I think like Thor Ragnarok, Guardians 2, like that era, I was getting really tired of Marvel movies back then. But they're still making millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So they're still gonna make those.
Right.
But now now the issue is they're not making money.
Mm-hmm.
That's so now they're actually looking at it like, okay, well, now what's the actual problem?
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, is that no one wants to pay to see the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I think that's what's going to have to change now. Mm-hmm. Like, now we're getting to a point where they have to, like, really be like, okay, well, we weren't going to listen to you because we were still making money.
Yeah.
So we don't care.
Yeah.
But now we got to listen to, or at least take a hard look at ourselves and realize why we're not making money.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where it's going to count. Like, it's going to, I think, the same thing was going to be for, like, the Ray movie coming out, right? Like, that's going to be a proving ground to see if your fans want to see this or not.
Yeah.
Because we've seen the sequels now. Like, the first movie, like, I think Force Awakens made like $2 billion. Like, made a lot of money, right? Wasn't really great.
Yeah, not at all.
But, it, you know, it made $2 billion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Last Jedi, or not Last Jedi, the second one. Yeah, Last Jedi, right? I don't know what it's called. Yeah. Return of the Jedi. No, not Return of the Jedi. Yeah. Last Jedi. I think it's Last Jedi. That made a lot of money too. Rise of Skywalker made good money.
Yeah.
It didn't make as much as the first two did, but it made good money. And so it's like, at the end of the day, Disney's, their board's like, yeah, we made money, so we're good.
Yeah.
That's all we care about.
Yeah.
We made money.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, she's just making, keep doing it. Kathleen Kennedy's making money. Keep her in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now we're getting to a point where maybe they're not going to make money.
Yeah.
Like, if this Ray movie comes out, nobody goes to see it because nobody wants to see it.
Right.
Then they're going to be like, oh, well, we didn't make money on that. So is it a quality issue? Is it a blah, 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 whatever? You know? And so maybe that, now they'll start to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Yeah.
So the point is, stop paying for these shitty movies, guys.
Yeah.
Don't go watch the movies that are shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your foot down.
Or if you don't want to see it, don't see it. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Ask me my take with Ray.
Yeah.
I've already gone on record. I ain't watching it, but
Yeah, same. I'm not. I might go back on it, but I don't want to watch the James Gunn Superman. Like, I do not want to see what he's going to do with it.
At all. That's cool. I've taken that stance with the Ray movie. If you want to take that stance with the James Gunn Superman, that's cool. Like, I'll watch it. You watch the Ray movie, and we'll.
Yeah.
You know, you'll come at it as someone that hasn't seen it. I'll come at the Ray movie as someone that hasn't seen it. And
yeah, that's what I have to do.
Yeah.
I fucking don't want to see what James Gunn's going to do with it. Yeah,
that's I respect it. I respect it.
But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of the take,
talk, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to get into the nitty gritty of all the.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's so many problems with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, worst movie I've ever seen? Probably not.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's not the worst superhero movie I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen some bad movies out there.
Yeah, I still might put that on Morbius. Or Thor.
Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you hate that one, huh?
You know I did. Yeah. You know I did.
But at the end of the day, it's still not a great movie, though.
Yeah.
And I think it's definitely a problem with the superhero genre, movie genre right now. And this is a big part of that, this style of kind of, this approach to it.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good, I didn't walk away like angry, you know what I mean, with this movie. So.
Same.
So what would you give it as a skip it, stream it?
Oh.
Drop what you're doing.
I'd probably skip it.
Drop what you're doing.
I would definitely skip it. There's not much to take away from it. If you're I don't know. Like, if you really have nothing else to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you can watch it, but man, there's really not a lot to take from it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there is not a lot. I think again for me what I did like was, and again, I would love to see all of them in their superhero outfits. You know, that was what we did see was fantastic. Would have loved to have seen more. I did like, though, that it wasn't that kind of superhero movie. You know, I was actually okay with that aspect of it. I didn't need to see them, like, why would they in that situation, like, put on costumes or whatever? So, especially when they don't even have their powers yet, some of them. So that I was okay with that aspect of it. So for that reason, it is a little bit different. I don't know if I would. I'm somewhere between the skip it and, you know, add it to your queue or have it on your list or whatever. I think some people, again, if you're into superhero stuff, you're going to watch it just out of like curiosity. You want to see what's going on yourself. Maybe wait for it to, you know, become, you know, to stream before you watch it is probably a good way to go. I know it's not one of our lists. Going to pay to see it, unless you really just want to do it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, just wait for it to come out on whenever and add it to your list and watch it when you can. So
agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You got a percentage for it, or are you going to stick with that?
I mean, yeah. This
you got, point, you, yeah, I don't you think got it really matters. Yeah.
50%, 45%.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. At that point, it's really low.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
I might give it like a 57, 58.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there were some more stuff I would have liked to have seen, liked to have seen different. You got anything that you think that you would want to have seen in that movie instead? Like, what would you have liked to have seen, or do you wish they would have done?
I think just a better story with some better character development, like just seeing them change, you know, seeing the characters change. I mean, I think Dakota, her character Cassie, changed in a way. They did try to show that she wasn't a people person in the beginning, and now she is the mother of these orphans. They're not really orphans.
But how did you even get
them legally? Anyway, that's not.
Maybe she did. Maybe they were just over there visiting with her.
Maybe. But to get to the point where she's calling them, she's like, oh, yeah, they're all my own, like in the hospital.
Yeah.
As immediate family, yeah, they're all mine. I was like, okay, this is a little much. I would like to see a little bit more development there. But then also, I think there could have been some great stories, like I was saying earlier, with the seeing into the future and, like, dealing with the consequences, not being able to stop everything. Yeah,
that would have been a better way to go.
There would have been way more things in there. And then also, and tying that in with her becoming the person she needs to be for those girls. Like there could have been way, a lot more in there. That could
I like how much she didn't like them to start off with. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. But I think they just didn't. It wasn't strong at all. But yeah, I don't know. Cool.
That's cool.
Looking me over this?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right. Let's talk on Madam Web.
That's Madam Web.
Anything we're into? Yeah.
If you want to watch it or not.
Anything we're into before we wrap up?
I shouldn't say I started watching. I watched a little bit of Jujutsu Kaisen again.
Okay.
I went back and started watching some of the episodes, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's cool. I watched a little bit of Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Loved it. I was watching a lot of short things. So that and Star Wars Visions.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about like, what's something good I can watch on Disney Plus? You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, I can't think of anything. So let me watch Visions. Let me watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it, though, I think. What about you?
Me and my girlfriend are watching the extended edition of Lord of the Rings. It's like
that's also what I watched.
Oh yeah,
I think yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh nice!
I watched the Two Towers.
Yeah,
I've seen the Fellowship like maybe a little while ago. So.
Okay, yeah, we watched Fellowship maybe 2 weeks ago because she hadn't seen the extended editions. Actually, I don't think I have either.
Okay,
so yeah, I watched
Fellowship. I do love that they have the extended editions.
Yeah, they're great, man. Fellowship was so good. The extended edition is amazing. Like that, it was way like really really good.
Yeah,
Two Towers was good. The extended edition it was kind of long. A lot of filler, it felt like to me in some areas, but still.
Yeah, they did
good,
have
though.
Some. Yeah, the little lines and all that.
Yeah, there's a lot of. There's a lot of like extra scenes that didn't really need. I see why they're taking out. But for Fellowship, man, God, that was epic, man.
I think that's probably my favorite out of. I mean, I've seen the Fellowship more than I've seen any of the other.
Okay, yeah.
Two movies.
Yeah,
that might be my favorite one.
I think it might be shifting because I at first I think Two Towers is my favorite for a long time, and then after seeing Fellowship again this time around, I was like, dude, this is amazing, very good. So yeah, I think we're gonna watch Return of the King I think this weekend.
Right on. Cool,
that's
cool.
Like 4.5 hours, man.
The extended? Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all super long.
Super long. But like nothing's left out though, which is great. So. Yeah. But yeah, I've been doing that. Then I watched the what's his name? DiStefano. He's a comedian. Chris DiStefano, maybe. I think it's Chris DiStefano. Yeah, he has like a 40-minute special.
Okay.
On Netflix, he actually recorded it himself on YouTube and put it on YouTube. And Netflix bought it from.
Oh, nice!
So, yeah,
nice.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's cool.
I thought he was gonna be because I've heard him on some podcasts. He's really funny. I thought his stand-up would be a little bit funnier, but it's pretty funny though.
So good.
There's some really good lines that are really funny. So did that, and that's basically it.
Nice. Cool.
Cool. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
We did
that's
it.
It.
Yeah, cool. It's Trick and I are talking on Madam Web next week. If you guys want to get ready for it, we're going to be covering The Last Airbender, Avatar
it's
Last Airbender.
Out, yes.
Live action on Netflix. It's Netflix, right?
It is Netflix.
At Netflix, yeah.
It's coming out on the 22nd, Thursday. Yes.
All 8 episodes are coming out at the same time. So we're going to binge them in 2 days and talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to keep up, you do this. Well, we'll record it 2 days after. The show won't come out until another week. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've got a sneaky suspicion a lot of people are going to tune in
and watch it on the day of. Yeah,
A lot of people are going to be very critical of it. So
yeah, this one has a lot of pressure because of how beloved the Avatar is and how bad the last live action version was.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And I've heard people, you know, already kind of complaining about how characters look and how they can't get certain characters done right from the animated series into a live action. I'm going to disagree for now.
Yeah.
I think it can be done if it's done well, if it's done.
Yeah.
If they do it smart, you
and
know,
also,
One Piece worked.
It's animated. So.
Yeah. So it's going to be different.
Some things you can't replicate. Yeah.
Like cartoon characters can do different things than
like
people
even,
can.
Like we were saying, Rosario Dawson, she was like talking to her stunt coordinator and like watching clips of Ahsoka in the anime series. Like, okay, how do we do that? And then Stunt Carter was like, that's physically impossible for you to do that. That's an animated character.
We cannot do that.
We cannot physically, your body physically can't do that.
Right.
And she's like, oh, okay. So that's how it is, guys.
Yeah.
This is real life.
Yeah.
Some things you can't do, the animated characters can't. Mm. So, but yeah, so we're covering next week and we're pretty excited for it. Yeah. Otherwise, that's it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
that's it.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's been great. We're doing our thing and doing this thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. Yeah. A long day. But yeah.
Contest still going on.
Contest is going on.
Yep.
Keep checking out every Wednesday and Friday for that. Make sure you're following us and Wilbur. Yeah, if you can, check us out. We didn't do any where we're at, but we're at the Got Spot everywhere and Geek Out the Street on Facebook. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify and one on Apple. And you can even write something. But yeah.
And send us money.
Send us money. We do like money too.
Yeah, we do.
Money's great. Anyway,
that's it.
As always, Geek Off the Street. My name is Trent.
Hey, my name is Mark.
This has been
Geek Off the Street. That's the first time you finished your beverage.
Yeah, I was actually like enjoying it. I was just sucking it down.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Yeah, it's actually, I was starting to actually like the taste after a while. I was like, oh, this is really bad.
You have been listening to the Geek Off the Street official podcast hosted by Trent Tucker and Mark Pope. It is produced by Struggling Dreamer Studios and Mark Pope, executive produced by Self Guard Training, and music written and produced by Eric Tucker.
Probably Midnight in Paris.
Midnight in Paris is so good, man.
Midnight in Paris.
That movie it was phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
I could not. Everything about that movie, the actors, the acting, the writing, and then
the concept.
And then just when you get to that point when the girl that he wants to see, she wants to go it's always just in
the,
always better.
The grass is always greener. It was so good.
I was like, she's like, oh, these are real artists.
And
he's like, this whole time, like, these are real.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
That's what people do.
Blew my mind. That concept, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is one of the best movies
ever. And it completely makes sense.
Yeah.
It completely makes
sense. It's so relevant. Yeah.
Because I think even people that in the time that she jumped back to, that she wanted to go back to, they were like, our time sucks.
The other
time is the good time.
That movie was so good.
That was my favorite for a while. I gave that out as a gift to, like, not a bunch of people, but some
people.
Yeah. I was like, oh,